Okay, so now are you ready, Roxo? You got a question?
Yes, Bobo.
Okay.
You got everybody. You got everybody bubbling. You got every. Hey, Super Sugar Love.
Hello. Jewel came during the night.
Most nights, but you were just actually getting it from that side. But we know because we already did it already. On and on and on. We were trying to show you some things, trying to connect the dots. And we may be back to the other side, but don't get stuck there because if you get stuck there, it slows you down and you don't know what to do. That's the problem is you get stuck there, so then we have to drag you back through. And it'll flow. It'll be all right. Nobody hurt.
I wanted to make some questions about that because you were saying all the temples are on the left bank.
And Reeve Ghosh.
I checked that. And also, you said something about the necropolis and the crypts and how
things are. So you have to compare the dots. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. When you re-listen to it, connect the dots.
If there is this mirroring in Paris from Egypt, from like the necropolis and the left bank.
Yeah, the Egyptian temples are on the left bank of the Nile and they're on the left bank of the River Seine. What's the point of that?
Yeah. Well, connect the dots. We already said it. Nothing you can do.
And what's the role of Saint Germain? Because
he was the dot maker. He made the dots. Don't add all that other stuff. He just made the dots. It's all good. He was helping you, trying to help you, making you through the rough part, the rough and tumble part. You've got the good parts. Let's go.
When did Napoleon have the sign of Paris, like a boat, and then with Isis on the boat?
La Boulay did that, not Napoleon.
And there are also four Statues of Liberty in Paris. Why is that? What about the light, the city of light, and the Enlightenment, and all this talk about the light in Paris?
It's gone out.
The light has gone out in Paris?
Yes.
Why was it named after light 800 years ago or something?
It's where in the 18th century, that's where they got enlightenment.
It was the capital of the Voltaire Enlightenment movement, is what you're saying.
And that's why they call it City of Light, Enlightenment.
But that's gone out now.
Do they know about the salt and the light, or doesn't have anything to do with it?
Does what have anything to do with what?
With the salt and the light.
De la luminary, no.
You just spoke French there, Ian? De la luminary?
That's la ville.
French. La ville, that's ville.
En français, en français.
I also checked the Lunville.
What?
The city in Alsace-Lorraine.
The what?
I mentioned Lundell.
Alsace-Lorraine.
Alsace-Lorraine.
There's a very interesting castle and a very interesting door. Why did you mention that city to me?
Because it's important.
In which way?
Are you thinking of an answer or refusing to answer, Ion?
Is there a question?
Yes, he said, which way? Which way is it important?
Reeve Ghosh, Reeve Ghosh.
Left bank. Back to the left bank.
Dude.
Why is it that, for example, the Versailles is in the left bank?
33rd parallel.
But I checked the map. It's not on the 33rd parallel, but it was back then.
It's not, but it's going to. Yes,
it's going to be. Well, that's
both.
The point. It's not just
both.
The past.
Both.
It's going
both.
To.
Connect
it was a long time ago.
Connect the dots.
Connect the part. The Versailles.
Voulez-vous la maison tombe?
Did you get that, Roxy? What did he say?
Voulez-vous laisser le tombeau?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. All is recorded. All is recorded.
What did it mean? I didn't hear what you said. What did it mean, the phrase?
Well, I'm not sure if you said that. Did you say that?
That's what it meant? Did you say that?
It's great fun.
What's the point of all these dead people on their the CT?
Oh, so it plugs you back into your power because you have your power now. You've taken it from the other side. See, the other side of your family used to have all the power, but that's all fleeting from that side. That's come into your power, so you're connecting the dots.
Why did La Boulet was planning this? How come he did he have contact with San Martin and Germain?
Get a red concubine.
He had a red concubine, or he was a red concubine?
Get one.
Get one is your answer. What was the question? You wondered why La Boulet was connected to Saint-Germain?
No, how come he planned, like the...
He what? He planned? He planned? Is that what you're saying? Planned? Planning? Planning?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, planning.
What did he plan?
The Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty. So why did he plan that, Ion?
To connect the dots to La Boulet.
That's to himself. Why did La Boulet do this? To connect the dots to himself. So that's
yeah.
What you just said.
Otherwise you would never get there.
Bob would never get there, or people in general? Or himself
people in general.
Wouldn't get there? People in general.
Yeah, Ellis Island, how would you ever get to that dock?
Well, you need a statue. People could see the island.
Well, they didn't care. There's other islands. They know Staten Island, too, but they don't talk about it.
Yeah, but you're saying that the guys who sailed the boats needed to see the island? Needed something to make it stand out?
No, that you now needed to connect the dots to La Boulet.
We now need to connect. So he put a big statue on Ellis Island so we today could connect the dots to him.
In most realities, that's there.
And what about the ones in Paris, like in the Le Pont de Grenouille? It's besides the Tour Eiffel.
There are several in Paris, Ion. Why are they there?
The caissons go rolling along.
What's that mean?
The song, and the caissons go rolling along.
It's also a representation of that woman with the seven rays on her head and the torch in the Palais de la Justice.
Yeah, sure.
The House of Justice. Why is that?
Well, Sarah Sharon, you found it. That's what you're looking for. Madame Laveau.
Who's that? Is that L-A-V-O-U-X or something? Or V-A-U-L-A-U-W? How do you spell
it? He's playing with y'all to see if we spell it.
L-A-V-O-U-X.
Go slow. Go slow. Go slow. Go slow. Go slow. Go slow. Go slow.
And that was Madame Lazou? L-A-Z-O-U?
Well, leve means like to erase something.
To write something?
Erase.
Erase. So it's not L-A-Z-O-U?
Race, not erase, but race.
Oh, to run. Race run. Run.
No, like the sun rises.
Raise, R-A-I-S-E. Okay, next point, Rox.
They speak a lot about the seven lamps. Why does this woman have seven rays on her head?
Why not?
Why not?
But is there any relationship with these?
This is symbolism. It's just symbolism to the point. It's reminding you which point you're connecting to. Because, see, you're never going to get you might as well be looking for Pokemon at this stage of the game. So that's why we made Pokemon. So you'll have fun chasing them.
And what is the reason? We'll never get to something at this stage of the game?
It'll take you to the points. It'll take you to the points. Look for the Pokemon.
But what's that got to do with Lasso? You're saying Mademoiselle will not get us to the point?
We'll get you to the point. That's what Mademoiselle was for.
Who is that woman?
Who is Madame Laveau?
A high priestess.
What is she showing
us? A high priestess. Of what? A local cult in Paris?
Sometimes, yeah.
Did Benjamin Franklin meet her?
No.
Is there any relationship like with I see? Like the perception
H-I-S.
With I see?
What's
that's
I
Carolyn.
See?
That's Carolyn.
I see.
No, Isis. Isis is Carolyn.
Oh, I-Z? Like you're saying Z, X-Y-Z, rocks? Z? You call that Z?
No, now, Al, there is a voodoo queen in New Orleans. Hold on.
Oh,
there is a voodoo queen of New Orleans. Hold on. Yes, Isis, but there is a voodoo queen of New Orleans, but this is not that Madame Laveau. That's a different one, but it's a good reference, and it applies to the same connective energy. But it's a different reference.
The one in New Orleans or Madame Laveau?
We're talking about the voodoo queen of New Orleans.
Two people. You must distinguish. What?
Al is on. The voodoo queen of New Orleans is an example of Madame Laveau. This is not the same Madame Laveau. The same energy, but it's not the same Madame Laveau. This is some freaky shit, ain't it?
No, it's an amazing shit. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, fucked up some commas, yeah. 100,000, fucked up some commas.
Yes, it's amazing how, like you said, these dots connect.
Look at the doorpost.
Where are they? Are they in her apartment or in some building?
On the castles that are points, dots. Look at the doorpost.
The door handles.
Post, not handle.
Well, what's a post?
Be at the foot of the stairs. It's what the door is hung on. It's the doorpost.
So you're looking at the design of the door.
Surround.
Yeah, the surround,
lintel,
the frame of the
surround,
door.
The surround. Look
right.
At that. That'll help you with the dots to see the order, because you got to get the order right, and you don't have the order yet.
The order of what? The castles?
Dots.
The dots of what, though? What do the dots refer to? We're talking castles?
We told her Thursday night.
She can't remember any of that. She's going to ask you to replay that.
Well, it's all recorded, so it's okay.
Not recorded. It wasn't recorded.
No, because when
you're going to flip, Winston. You're going to flip.
Like,
your sister is going to die when she finds this out. It's so much fun because it's in the Red Archives. We did this already, and we did a talisman that's going to pull her power away from her and give it to you. Your mother's going to trip. It's going to be so much fun.
No, but why can't everybody have their power?
Ask her.
Ask the sister. And her mother, Roxy's mother, will not like the shifting of power to Roxy? Is that what you just
Correct.
Said?
Correct. The battle zone.
The computer said to the specialist, come into my parlor.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly.
Yes, yeah, you had to go back to the original. I improvised on it.
But what would be the reason? It's like Bob was doing all this studying the wake and all.
Silas do good. Silas do good. Silas do good letters.
Yeah, but what's you're asking what is the purpose of studying the Finnegan's
Wake? Yes, because,
Wake?
For example, now when I read the Finnegan's Wake, I see things like the other day I was reading about Tristan and Isolde.
Silas Do-Good.
That's a character by Benjamin Franklin, I think.
It's a nom de plume, Bob.
And so reading Finnegan's Wake, what did you see, Roxy?
Yes, I have the impression when we
paradise.
Gain more power, we sort of understand immediately what is really there.
Oh, if we have our power, right.
Or...
what's really, how do you...
maybe some perfect sales or something.
He made this thing. We built this city, by the way. We built
just
this city.
Airplane.
You're just driving it. You're just driving it. So hold on tight and be sure to always remember that the nearest emergency exit may indeed be behind you.
Okay, I want to bring Chad in. Yes, Chad.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, number one, how they hanging?
Excellent, thanks.
Did you get over that little chopped up part?
Yeah, thank you. I heard you talking last week about phase modulation. Does that mean I should no longer use amplitude modulation to change the cloud?
You can't change this yet because you don't have anything to land to. You haven't done the carbon thing that we've already told you to do yet, but you will. You'll get around to it. We're making you a little bronze round to it. It's going to be great. You don't have the carbon base to hook your lines to yet.
Okay, but by working on my psi, am I getting closer to the carbon base?
Computer says no.
What are those spinning tiles that I saw moving around when I closed my eyes last night?
The patterns, lining up the patterns for the pluses and the minuses. You have got to get off this fucking Fortran Cobalt eraser mode you're in. You're trying to unwrite code, and you can't do that. You've got to write code. The code that you're writing now won't get in the cloud because it's not carbon-based. You can't put it on a diamond. You can't make it be a diamond. You can't work within a diamond. You got to have something to connect it to. Your flux can't overflow your capacitation. You'll figure that out, but otherwise it's too big to fit in the cube.
Is there any particular programming language available right now I can work with?
You haven't written it yet. You haven't written it yet.
Oh, so I have to write the language myself?
Well, who else is going to if you don't? You're number one, for God's sake.
Okay.
Chad, you're,
and is this
Chad,
language, do you remember your grandmother? Do you remember your grandmother? No, that hasn't been since. They stopped using Fortran before he was born. You can't do that.
I understand that.
Yeah,
but you just said he's got to get off it.
Well, he's trying to make it fit into what he knows now, and that doesn't work. Because what he knows now doesn't work. See, Rumsfeld told you real plain. The problem with not knowing is we don't know what we don't know. That's the problem. But now you know. But now you don't know what to do with it. But you got to figure that out. So you're going to figure it out, and here's what you're going to do. You're going to connect the information that you have, because once you get that terabytes, where do you go? If you had more than all the terabytes you could count, where would you put it? Where would you put it right now? You want to go to Holland or Switzerland and put it in a server over there? Where would you put all the information, more than terabytes? Where are you going to go?
Into the atmosphere, hologramically.
It's got to fit
into
somewhere,
bits of carbon.
And you have to, and then you have to retrieve it. There's the rub. Getting it out there isn't a problem. Whipping it out isn't good. Making it fuck. You're trying to make it fuck, number one. You got it erect. You just can't make it go. It's got a nut or it ain't going to work.
So retrieving it is the difficult part or the tricky part.
That's
so
the catching.
Do I have to...
That's the catching. So now what you would do is you would marry a vernacular in code that would allow multiple access pathway points to have a frequency modulation within a code silent sequence. A code silent sequence would be the integral part between the A plus B equals C. The dots between the dots allow every and infinitum space occur. You have to make room for every infinitum space to occur to fit the more terabytes than you're working with now to fit. Then everything fits and it beckons to itself. You're making a black hole computing. That's what you can call it. You should name your language Black Cloud.
Ion, does it, any of these answers relate to Roxy's questions and the dots? And,
yeah, they do. They certainly do. But wait a second. Right quick. Somebody better trademark the thing before it gets done. You're going to buy it from somebody else.
Yeah, dotsound.com. Just trademark the Black Cloud. Thank you. I'll take that.
Just saying. You've done this.
I just stole it for rodeo.
Pay Bob. Give Bob. You can pay Bob with an ice cream cone. He'll be all right.
So, Ion, is there any point to me to continue to write code in Python, or should I just be strictly focusing on this code silent sequence?
There's nothing wrong with Python. It just doesn't work. That's what you know. You can write it all day long, but you can't retrieve it. That's your rub.
So the language that I'm going to create, instead of it using text,
you're looking,
programming languages.
Stop. No, listen to what you're saying. You're trying to force code into code. You can't force code into code. You've got a penis. You got that worked out. That's your Python. You need a vagina. You need something to receive that language, and you don't have that yet. So until you come to that place, you're an autosexual, an autobot.
So is it like I want to create a virtual machine layer?
You have to have one that it can communicate with. You're not making a virtual machine, but you're making something virtually that can store things, that can receive things, that you can retrieve.
Will I make this with the computer or with paper or chalk or what?
We like crayons and spirographs.
Spirographs? Okay.
Cogs, spacely sprockets. Spacely sprockets. They'll help you. Really, really, really. They'll help
from
you.
The
they'll change your...
From the Jetsons, yeah.
Yes, but you don't know what you mean. It's a different way to calculate frequency. The frequency and amplitude that you're trying to gauge is larger than what you're imagining. It's bigger than you know, and we're just trying to embrace your vagina.
So the graphing program that I used to use, is that graphing program, since it's more like a spirograph,
That's way better than where you were. At least when we said minus 6 pi, you knew where to go then. You're saying okay, but that's pretty good.
Is that the best I'm going to do today, is the graphing program, or is there anything else available that's even better than that, closer?
You have to have the, remember the old COBOL, the go-to chart? You need to open that up so it's infinite. If you can make COBOL infinite, you'd win. So maybe if you thought about it that way. The only perfect language is the one that's obsolete.
Okay, you mean go-to, like where I say, like, go-to line 10, print this.
Yeah.
And then go to
or
line
yes
10.
Or yes or no. Yes or no. If it's yes, go to number 10. If it's no, go to 11 or something. Yeah. The old
okay. So infinite, like if God takes a dump on your head, crafts into a hat that says.
Yes, that's right. And go over and then have every room for every scenario. That every time you say that, a different outcome can be included. And when God takes a dump on your head, crafts it into a hat that says. When God takes a dump on your head, crafts into a half, it says, because it's infinite. Your world is infinite. Your information is infinite. So you have to have every bit of information that can be in infinite capacitation. Infinite in capacitation can allow different flavored wave frequency lengths pass through the same bit of information at 10 terabytes per second.
So I can store, for example, 10 terabytes on space that would normally fit like a kilobyte?
A megabyte.
And is it going
to
be stored in the air, like in the air?
No. No.
Okay.
You know
that big thick cloud over China.
You're just goading us, so we'll tell everybody what you're doing. It's in diamonds, for Pete's sake.
But, no, I mean, in terms of networking.
We did this already. Because you were fussing about the cost of the carriage of the diamond. Bob says, don't worry, I got it taken care of. He didn't have a clue what the hell he was even talking about. But he had the bills. Just send Bob the bill. He'll be all right.
Okay. I'll talk to De Beers. No, I'll send Bob the bill.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, Bob. No, no, no. We're not buying from MWAers. They won't be. No, 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 no. They're weenie blood diamonds here, darling. We got you.
So the way that my sty works with the legend, is that like a chain letter of phase shifts? Is there a chaining there, like in Bob's chart?
It's a
chain letter
it's
of
a
phase phasal, shifts.
No, it's a phasal fractal.
Phasal fractal.
You got to run it that way.
And is that what the tiles were doing when they were spinning around?
No, they were reorganizing. You know, when you play, trying to find something that you remember. We're trying to say Boggle, but you don't know that name, that game.
I know Boggle.
Yahtzee, where you're trying to roll a Yahtzee. The tiles will move until you hit a Yahtzee. But this way, you have to make a million Yahtzees every single time. And every time a different die turns up, it's got to meet a Yahtzee every single time. So every time you know exactly how many Yahtzees were in the Yahtzees that were Yahtzee. Or if you could roll a Boggle and every word that's ever been written ever was in that same Boggle score, every one, if you could explain it that way, that would do it. That would do it. And you're like, Jesus Christ, I'm supposed to write something like this that does that? No, you've got to find a way to save it. We're writing it. We're writing it. You've got to be able to save it. You have the penis. You're trying to get your vagina, darling.
Remember that Alpha show with the little kid, the autistic kid that was waving his hand, seeing everything in the air?
We're pitching, you're catching, that's right.
So I'm like the little autistic kid trying to catch the waves out of the air.
Oh, it's so sad when you say it. It's so sad when you say it like that. Now you are a savant, but I don't know about an idiot. You're pretty good with this. It's all right. You do well. You get caught up on your own self sometimes, but that's not a bad thing. Look at your little finger. Focus on your little finger. See what your little finger, if you could figure out what your little finger could do, you'd know what the cloud could do for you.
Should I Google what my little finger can do? Or?
Okay. Lead yourself.
So this information storage and retrieval system, is this the same as value storage and retrieval system, i.e. banking?
That's lost. Okay. It's lost. The value is lost. There is none. See, that's the point. The pluses and minuses, we fucked up the commas. Didn't you hear the song?
Yeah. But well, how are God's going to exchange value? How are God's going to exchange value with each other?
They're not now. They aren't now. You do realize that when you go get a loan at the bank, they pay you to take the loan. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
You are now going to have a wealth demolition program.
Okay.
You're laughing and you're saying, okay, but it's what happened in your fucked up Canada. That's what happened to you in Canada. Oh, Christmas tree, something. It's gone. See ya. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Canada's over.
Euros. Go buy you some Euros. Yeah. You'll be all right.
Right.
You were in the days when we triangulated Euros to zero. Do you remember?
Yeah, and it looked like my system was broken, but it turns out maybe not.
We told you.
And the pound, too. That one looked crazy, but it turned out.
Yeah.
But that was back in 2011, and Brexit just happened.
There is no time, darling. That's the rub. See, you fuck when you fuck. It doesn't matter. It's always time to fuck, right? Well, which
right.
is it? It's, oh, it's too late to fuck. Well, when is that? Oh, it's too early to fuck. When is that? Right?
Right.
Which is
it is.
Triangulated points is what A is to B. You were trying to find what A is to B. And you've done it every way. And every time you did it in a future date, not too far from here, it has zero value. But that's not true with the lira, is it? That's not true with the pound sterling, is it? That's not true with the yuan. Remember, we were talking about the yuan before the yuan even was. We were talking about being pegged in a basket before it ever was. Do you remember number one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yum. President Trump will be proud.
Chad, do you have another question right away?
Yeah, three bars to the left.
Do gods exchange anything with one another?
Yes. Spit.
Can that be a currency?
Might be a little accurate, but not in the context that you're asking. We're going to get to that tomorrow, so stay tuned. Same bat time, same bat station.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Ion.
We bubble out for you, number one. It's fun. Hey, I thought nobody was on the call. They must have called everybody, huh?
No, there's hardly anybody here. So, Roxy, what did you want? You got a new question, Roxy?
You killed them all. Y'all killed them all. Y'all better hold on tight. Bob will kill you dead as a sack of hammers.
Why were the crystal pyramids built in the Louvre?
The what? The crystal
The crystal pyramids. The crystal pyramids built in the Louvre to make a marking point to get you back to a dot that compares the information that's held in the bottom of the Vatican, which also has pyramid information streams. This is the same thing Chad's talking about. You did really good putting this back together, Bob. What's happened is now you plug it into the point. The points are there are things in the Louvre. There are things in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And Peggy, poor Peggy, little Guggenheim, she's got a little something that they don't have to give up to. Bless her little heart. Oh, she's going to miss it. Anyway, she's going to have to give it up. Then you're going to connect the dots all the way back to Egypt's fair land.
And does that go through the Vatican? The Vatican connected to Egypt?
It'll come out. It'll come out of the Vatican. But see, you have Egypt now, Bob. We have disassembled it completely. It's yours. Nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do. Hey, what about this, Bob? What about that, though? Did you ever think you'd get all of Alexandria for a penny? Did you think you'd get all of Alexandria for a penny? What are you going to do when we rebuild the lighthouse? When we rebuild the lighthouse, wouldn't that be cool? They'll make it a little fun project so you can go and look at the ocean. Pretty dirty water. They put sewage in the water. You won't get in the water, but we build a real high point that you can get up there and look and see what you purvey. Pretty fun.
Can I have all seven wonders?
Do not even get us started on Stevie Nicks and the Seven Wonders. You have done it now. You're going to get that one up. You know that, don't you?
Oh, that song? Yes, I will. But
that's a good. Yes, you may. If you play the song, you may.
Okay, go ahead, Roxy.
Another thing. Why did the Nazi school not go through the portals?
Why did the what?
The Nazis.
Oh, why couldn't they go through the portals, Ion?
Now, they had a little help. They did a bit. They weren't interested in leaving this plane. They were trying to bring information and power and control from other planes to this plane. They wanted to rule here. They had they were trying to make it so that they had, if they said if they can't make it here, then they may not make it in those other worlds either. They said, we got to make it here. We got to conquer it here. And they did. They brought the first television ever. First wave was ever made was Patton C. Deutsch.
Genau.
What'd you say, Roxy? You want Genau? What's that?
Right.
You said correct? Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're sorry about that. We're sorry about that. But it is. Don't tell Walter Cronkite. He'll be very cross.
Why is that my family is connected with both Napoleon the Third and they have
the third, yes.
Well, Leopold
Obsidian.
Too.
Obsidian.
It's a lot.
Obsidian is a substance.
It's a stone.
So there's a connection to Napoleon III through obsidian ion?
Volcanic stone.
Volcanic
like
stone.
Like a crystal made from...
To Napoleon III. Bob, we've done this completely through Revelations, you remember.
I remember you talking about obsidian.
Well, we're not going into that right now, okay? But that's what this is about. Bob is good because he'll sit around. He don't do anything. He didn't have anything to do except lay around and eat ice cream and get himself propped up. Where y'all know there's parts falling off of Bob. They're trying to sew back on. It's the most beautiful thing ever. He's just great. He's going to live forever because they keep putting the parts back on. They keep putting the parts back on. It's beautiful. They just sew a little new something on him every day. It's beautiful. But he don't have anything to do, so he can go back and remember all those things that we've already done. There's the needle hung on the Victrola pump. It's all that you can already done, and he can go back and put them back together for now, just now. And he only got little tidbits at a time, and he puts it all back together, and all of a sudden it makes him so much fun.
Am I Osiris? Is I connected to the Osiris being cut up and put in the coffin? Oh, for now, wouldn't have got cut up, so no way, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did I direct
a metaphor of the fragmentation? That's just a metaphor of the fragmentation that the ISIL, ISIS, was going to finish.
Oh, yeah. And she goes on about
Carolyn.
The ISIL is in ISIS, is Carolyn.
Yeah.
All right.
The connection to what you're looking for Napoleon is an obsidian sword.
Yes, the sacrifice, nice, were made of obsidian to take the hearts.
That's the Obby sword. O-B-B-Y sword.
What did you say, Roxy? What was the something you said?
The Toltecs, the Aztecs.
The Toltecs. They had one?
The knife for sacrifice were made with obsidian.
The knife. So what do you think of that, Ion? Is that true?
Well, that's more Johnny Dagger stuff, but yeah.
The sword, is it like a Toltec sword, or is it somewhere in Mexico?
Not anymore.
Is it in the Vatican?
Not anymore.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
We love coming with you. Who it just gets to be overcome. It's beautiful. Great fun.
Okay. Yes, it is.
All right, very good. This is Anonymous. Did you want to speak, Anonymous? I don't know who you are.
When we talk about getting lost in the commas, and the commas, fucking up commas, does that mean that right now people that are measuring, like, dollars, that they're separating the numbers into three and that's incorrect?
Well, How's that working out? They don't know. Everything is more.
So you're just saying inflation, like just inflates.
Well, it's not really inflation. It's out of balance. You don't even know. It's kind of where now no one works. Who do you know that works? Nobody works. Some people have businesses, but they don't work. I mean, they either get relief. I mean, if you make $70,000 a year, you're on welfare. So it's like whatever.
What was your question, Chad?
What does Ion mean when they say people are getting lost in the commas, like fucking up the commas?
Oh, yeah.
They're moving. Read the lyrics to the song. Do that now. That may be more effective than the actual playing of the song, because we'd get lost in the beat.
Okay.
Bob really likes that tune. It's one of his favorites. And there's nothing you could do. He likes it. Nothing you could do.
Yep. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I like it.
Yeah, it says, fake nigga lie to a real nigga. Now that's some shit that you don't do. I'm going to stay real for my real niggas. Now that's some shit that I'm going to do. Fuck up the commas. Let's fuck up the commas, nigga. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's do that shit random. Yeah, future Hendrix is some shit you don't do. Cut it up. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas. Yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas. Yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000. Another 100,000. 300,000 to 500,000. A million. That's a money shower.
Commas. You hear what's happening? That's what's happening. This is a million. Now they talk about billions. Oh, it's going to cost. We're going to move a stone on Fifth Avenue. It's reported to cost $4 billion. Boy, what a great value that is for the money.
They're like, what? Do you people lost your damn mind? Okay, we got a company that's never going to do anything, never going to have anything, it's never had a product, doesn't have any customers, doesn't have anything, doesn't even have an IPO, and something Google Alphabet will buy it for $10 billion because it might be an asset they might use in the future because they got so much money they can't fuck up any more costs. It's crazy.
So the values of things are becoming out of reach to anybody but the Alphabet company, basically.
No, they are making it. It's the retribution of the dark soul and the obsidian great sword.
Obsidian. That sounds kind of like the dark cloud.
Maybe.
Would obsidian be used in the process of reading the dark cloud?
Keep reading, keep reading, keep reading your lyrics.
Okay, okay. 40,000, 200,000, 100,000, another 100,000, 300,000 to 500,000, a million, let's have a money shower. Fuck up the llama, I'm hot like a sauna, yeah. The burner is on me, can't play with that money, yeah. I'm fucking with Shorty, I'm loving the way that she fucking me, yeah. Give no fucks, yeah, we don't give no fucks, yeah. Throw my cup, yeah, I just bought my plug, yeah. Full of the mud, yeah, nigga, get full of them drugs, yeah. Feeling right, yeah, I'm on the same thing as Mike, yeah. Bought a little ice, yeah, I want to beat that dope like Ike, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000 to 100,000. 300,000 to 500,000. A million, let's have a money shower. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. Let's fuck up some commas. Let's fuck up some commas, yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000, another 100,000. 300,000 to 500,000. A million, let's have a money shower. Smoke the first 48 hours. Grind 22 and sleep 2 hours. Put 24s in the new Audi. White on white like baby powder. Drop your bitch off at the Fulton County. Might count it up and then recount it. Double cups like Tunechi, yeah. Busted down with these goonies, yeah. Give no fucks, yeah. We don't give no fucks, yeah. Go fill my cup, yeah, bitch, go fill my cup, yeah. You heard that the slums made me. I'm cool with the convicts. The coop look like Akon. Fuck all that bum shit. Let's fuck up some commas. I'm just not going to repeat that anymore. Fit it, crit it, get it, hit it, run it, drill it. What's the point? Stop repeating, let's fuck up the commas?
No, no, you're okay when you get the, you're right, that's right. That's what's happening, though. See, that's what's happening. See, it's kind of like when you go to World of Warcraft, because you know that very well. Go to level 245, then you get an Oxia. That particular obsidian blade is different. It's a different one, isn't it?
I haven't played Warcraft in that much detail. I don't know what the different obsidian blades, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, but now you can find it, though, you see.
And is that just for Roxy and her research, or is there any value for me with obsidian?
Who?
Obsidian.
No, you said it was for somebody? Who?
Roxy. Rox.
No, no, we're talking to you now.
The Rox.
Okay.
You're talking about Super Sugar Rox, Love. We're not talking to Super Sugar Love. We're talking to you.
Okay, I just thought it was interesting that the same word came up for the two of us, obsidian. I used to wear that obsidian thing around my neck the year that you came along, Ion.
We know.
So I was doing, I was wearing that obsidian. Transmogrification.
Dude, you got it.
Transmogrification. To transform, especially in a surprising or magical manner. For example, the cucumbers that were ultimately transmogrified into pickles.
Ta-da! Magic. Pickles? Is that you? Is that you, Pickle? Sometimes it takes us a little while to get there, but we always get you to nut. As long as you're nutting, baby, that's all that matters. Keep nutting. It's going to be all right. Lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. It's going to be good. We're going to help you. You're going to find it. You can't look where you're looking to find what you don't know.
So I'll check out World of Warcraft then.
Don't kill yourself with it, just a little bit.
Is there any more value in reading the rest of the song, or is that the point?
Go to the last verse.
Fit it, crit it, get it, hit it, run it, drill it, wet it, a minute, really, split it, 50-50 ball, Reggie, ready, set, go. Throw that money in the air, watch it fall to the floor. Heard you ordered up some Ciroc, need to order up some more. Audemars, yeah. 80 on the watch, yeah. Katy Perry, yeah. Serving Katy Perry, yeah. I should ball, yeah. I should break you off, yeah. Break you off, yeah. Make myself a boss, yeah.
Lovely.
It's all about this money shower. So it sounds like there's a huge money shower on the planet, and it's resulting in banks just wanting to get rid of all that money because it costs more to store it than it does. It's like garbage. The way that they make you pay to go take your garbage to the dump, they weigh it and they charge you to dump your garbage. It's like money.
It's like magicite.
Magicite.
A laser sword.
Laser sword, okay. So that would be a good way to read from a cloud, wouldn't it?
Melee weapon, yes.
Okay.
The battle axe.
So the melee weapon, M-I-L-L-I, like millipede?
Dude.
Hey, kid.
You're so good.
Read the lyrics from Stevie Nicks' Seven Wonders.
Taylor. He said, okay. Bob's on the ticket tonight. Bob even taking him drops again. I told you about that.
Okay. So long ago, certain place, certain time, you touched my hand all the way down to Emmeline. But if our paths never cross, well, you know I'm sorry, but if I live to see the seven wonders, I'll make a path to the rainbow's end. I'll never live to match the beauty again, the rainbow's end. So it's hard to find someone with that kind of intensity. You touched my hand, I played it cool, and you reached out to your hand for me. But if our paths never cross, well, you know I'm sorry, but if I live to see the seven wonders, I'll make a path to the rainbow's end. I'll never live to match the beauty again, the rainbow's end. So long ago, and it's a certain time, it's a certain place, you touched my hand and you smiled. All the way back, you held out your hand. If I hope and if I pray, who it might work out someday. If I live to see the seven wonders, I'll make a path to the rainbow's end. I'll never live to match the beauty again, the rainbow's end.
Amazing.
What's amazing about that?
It lays out the world.
Is she talking about pitching or catching?
She's talking about the Great Pyramids of Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Colossus of Rhodes, the Lighthouse of Alexandria, the Temples of Artemis, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, and the Mausoleum of Halicarnassus.
Thank you, Ion. 7 months
so
very nicely laid out there.
Okay, in the rainbow's end, that's the fragmentation of light.
That's the origins of the Minotaur. The origins of the Minotaur.
Do I have a Minotaur guarding the labyrinth in my mind?
You do.
Hey, Chad, listen to this. McLuhan said that Daedalus created the first art object, which mimed the traditional tribal ritual. Ritualizing was how they made things, so or through ritual. So then you get into Greek society, you get visual space and fragmentation, so then they focus on an art object, and the labyrinth is the first art object. So take that and fit it in there.
So the first art object, wait, Bob, what would you call art in this point? Is that just the first extension of thought, or...?
A visualization. The labyrinth is like you have to go somewhere to get out of. The tribal people would just make rain or whatever the rituals did. They just participated and made it. You have the beginning of separation of the tribe from the art, from the magician, from the artist.
So that's like putting your power into a box, putting it into a labyrinth.
The variation
putting
of that.
Something that it has to be gotten out of.
The labyrinth is the means to get your power from the box. From the covenant, from the Ark.
It's in Turkey.
Okay.
It's in Turkey.
The Ark of the Covenant is, Ion?
No, the or Temple of Artemis. That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
It's in Izmir, Turkey.
Is there a labyrinth in that temple?
There he is.
Is there a minotaur in that labyrinth?
Well, we'd say yes, but yes.
Is there a way that I, like, do I have to lure the minotaur out of the labyrinth? Well, I know I don't have to do anything,
never.
But I mean, like...
Never.
Yeah. So I'm just watching the minotaur guard the labyrinth, and it's just going to be like that for eternity because the labyrinth is pointless. I just stand above it on the platform.
We've been talking about Izmir since day itch, have we not?
Well, Lovejob's wife is from Izmir, I think. A few years ago, they were there, visited Izmir, and Ian was talking about it at the same time, I think. Anything you want to say about that? Ian, were they on a mission for you to connect to Izmir?
Trying to.
Does this give you any ideas in the art world, Roxy? This labyrinth talk?
Well, synthesis was...
No, put the mic up to your mouth. Speak clear.
Frenchifers was a...
Talk right.
Yeah, Frenchifers was a little Suleiman, and they had all the objects of the crucifixion, the relics that, like, for example, the king of France was trying to retrieve before in the Middle Ages. And
he got them from Suleiman?
No, before.
How did Frank get them before?
In the Middle Ages, they...
That's in Bodrum, Turkey, darling.
You're talking about Frank the First, and he, before he lived, was in Turkey getting the stuff? Is that what you're saying, Roxy?
No, another king also... I mean, there were different connections to Constantinople before.
Connects to who? Take your face out of the pillow. Sit up straight and speak with the fucking thing in front of your mouth.
Roxy, take the marbles out of your mouth. Take the marbles out of your mouth. You'll swallow them. Take them out of your mouth, darling.
You're wasting our time by not being clear. You've got to focus on this.
There is no time. You're all right. You're all right. Just pick it up a little bit. It'll be fine.
Also, the Germans are allies to the Turks.
No, not coming through. Not coming through. Speak loud.
Now, that is
clear. Stay there. Hold your mouth to that position.
Okay, first, the Venetians stole all the objects from the big temple in Constantinople, but in the Middle Ages, one of the kings of France got the crown of spine of Christ, and he paid a lot of money. It was three times much expensive than the whole cathedral where it was put, and the Sainte Chapelle is in the near Notre Dame.
It's close to that, that's not too far out.
What are we talking about?
You ask about the connection to Turkey.
And so what is this? What are these treasures? Well, give me a noun. What are they called?
Well, for example, the relics of the crucifixion.
Okay, they were in Turkey. Is that true, Ion?
Bodrum.
Bodrum is where they were. Okay.
We put it in your inbox, Bob. It's really pretty. You should see it.
I see it. Okay, Bodrum, I'm clicking on it. You mean the mausoleum at Halicarnassus?
Do.
Okay, carry on.
So now the Germans have been very involved in the archaeology in Turkey. That's why they have the Pergamon.
No, that's because of the Ottoman influence. They coveted it.
The Pergamon we're talking about, Ion?
Yeah, the Ottoman.
The Pergamum fucking thing, whatever it is, that's what you're talking about right now.
Dude.
Pergamum, what is that, a alabaster? It's a mural? What do you call that thing that I analyzed and explained?
A pickle.
An altar.
A pickle. What'd you say, Rox?
An altar. It was the
altar.
Part of the temple where they did the Holocaust.
It might be an iCart, too.
There is no time, but the Germans seem to be very interesting in all these archaeological sites. Like the,
it's their connection point. It's what they connect to. They have no meaning otherwise, so they have to connect to something, so they do.
What did they connect to it? Themselves, their temple,
Roxy.
Their Nazi bureaucracy?
Roxy.
What? They attached Roxy to it?
She's doing it. She doesn't blow up Berlin.
Should it be blown up or not?
Ian might say it's up to you.
What? Yeah, what would you like? What's your preference? You can't lose Stuttgart. We need Stuttgart. But fuck Berlin. If you're not interested in it, let it go. It's all right with us. But if you want to hang around, that's fine. But now, Stuttgart's with us. Bob needs Stuttgart.
What about Cologne? Ask about Cologne, your connection to that.
When you mention Cologne, should I move there? Leave there?
It's a little grubby, don't you think? I mean, because isn't that the Algeria portion that's so dirty?
Is it Algerians there?
That's what it was. That's what Cologne was.
Well, Roxy was giving another or some reason. What was the Cologne built on, Rox? You were saying the other day?
No, you mentioned that we were somehow related to Nero and the Agrippina.
What? The Euro or the, Nero or Garantina?
No, that's the Romans that founded Colonia Augusta, Cologne.
That's what you were talking about. Okay. So let me, I think this might be Kim. You have some questions, Kim?
Try Vienna. That might be more fun. It's closer to Berlin.
Hello. Sorry, I was on mute. Hi, Ian.
Hey, darling. We were, too. We were waiting on you.
Thank you. I have a couple quick questions regarding something we spoke of a few weeks ago. So I can get more clarity. We spoke of Persian royalty, and because I was a bit confused, you told me to look at R.S. Prussia, which was the China.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was two brothers that were competing against one another with the China.
We know it well.
It's actually very beautiful. I never knew it existed until you showed us me. Is that what you were trying to show me, was the two brothers competing would be taking the thought from the Persian royalty, so it was two brothers there competing, but you brought it into something I could see easier?
No, the actual Prussian itself.
So two brothers in Prussia are competing against each other.
Yes. And Shul Poland.
I made some notes regarding Prussia from things I've heard about over the last few years. And St. Martin family, they funded Prussia. Was that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And the St. Martin family also put the seed money down.
St. Martin. Yeah, you guys get the right inflection, or Bob. If you don't do it the same way every time, Bob will get lost, and then he'll make bad notes, and then 100 years from now, somebody will read those God-forsaken notes and not make the scribble scrabble. It's the silliest thing you've ever seen in your life. So you have to be very careful with Bob that you make sure that all of your R.S. Prussia is done before 1917. 17 is the ones that you get
okay.
Before that. And especially
that
the chocolate
happens.
Pots. Especially the chocolate pots.
Is 1917 also inducive of the revolution in Russia?
Do.
It seems like Saint Martin, they funded also the seed money for the United States a long time ago, you know, with the Nasara and the loans. So they were playing in multiple playgrounds. They weren't just playing in Europe.
Okay. You have Prussia, you have Schul. You have Germany, you have Poland. That's your battle.
Never hear anything about Poland.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. I could just spend hours again going down roads. All right. Well, that helps. Thank you. I appreciate this.
Hold it there. Let me write this. So this connects to Roxy stuff and Chad stuff. It's all
and
intertwined
the,
here.
The diamond points and the clouds.
So, does it relate to Carolyn's work?
Everything does. We wouldn't waste your time otherwise, Bob.
What was the kind of china?
It's called R.S. Prussia.
What was the next part?
Well, he said to be specific about the chocolate pot, which if you went on the site, you would see it. It's absolutely gorgeous. But that you have to be the one. Oh, well, the one I was looking at.
What were the other countries?
Shoal? Is that how you say it, Ian? Is it S-C-H-L-U-E?
No, S-U-H-L.
That's Poland?
The factory. What part was that? Was that Poland, Ian, or was that Czechoslovakia?
Look it up.
Germany. It was Germany.
And that's spelled S-U-H-L, not S-C-H-U-L.
No, S-U-H-L.
Is in Germany? You looked it up?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up again, but I'm 99% sure.
It's Thurgina, Germany. It's about 50 clicks from Eve Erfurt. 130 clicks from Nuremberg, Bob.
Can I ask about St. Martin? Why are they involved with this?
Bob said they pay for everything. It's that damn Domenici money.
Which I controlled.
Are you bragging or complaining again, Bob?
Nothing. Just calling the weather the way it is.
Good. Okay. Just noting. We'll make a note for Bob. Make the note of note.
Yeah, and that relates to the Louisiana purchase?
It finances it, yeah.
Yeah, because you said, Kim, that the San Martin seemed to fund the United States. Did they do some funding before the Louisiana
purchase? They were the ones that gave the money. Well, no, I don't know. We guess there was something they were doing. I was listening to something this week from way back in 2010. It had to do with the Morgan Stanley bond that went up in 9/11 was the vigorish, the interest on that loan, you know, that
That's
was
right.
given.
That's what
know,
happened to Nacera. That goes back even to the Nacera bump, too. But you're going to hear about it again. And just to think you guys weren't completely tired of hearing that forever, if you live the rest of your day, the eternity, and you never heard about that again, you're fixing to hear all of that Nacera shit all over again. We may even bring Chris Story back from the dead to be the witness of it all. Chris Story, we knew him well. Bob killed him. He knew him well.
Yep.
So the Domenici money, what does that have to do with this San Martin family?
Chuck Banks?
Is that a person or a bank?
It's a bank. It
seems like the Martin family was funding both sides of the play. In other words, I don't like to use that word. It's not evil, but it's both sides, the yin and the yang. Is that
what's
kind
evil?
Of what
word did you use or not use that
I
was
did,
evil?
No, I did not use evil.
Don't be
I
afraid
said,
of words.
Well, it looks like they're funding both sides, you know, two branches.
And what's the evil word?
The word evil. I mean, no. I mean, the word of the darker side and a lighter side. That's what it looks like.
What's evil? What's evil about that?
Well, nothing's evil. I'm just saying it was something that
See?
I couldn't realize.
You got to deal with the thought. You're suddenly going along this
thought.
Right. I better not say that. That's evil. What are you referring to?
No, I'm not referring to it's evil.
Why did you say those words?
Because when I had whatever I thought I had this week, it was basically that they funded both sides, a good side and an evil side. That's the only way I can explain it.
Oh, you mean that evil. How do we know?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying
turn around backwards and then it becomes live. Evil spelled backwards is live.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Good side and the live side. A
All
supplement
right,
there.
Play some music, Bob.